AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A day after director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle were found dead in their home, Los Angeles Police Chief Jim McDonnell says an arrest has been made.
We have our robbery homicide division handling the investigation. They worked throughout the night on this case and were able to take into custody Nick Reiner, a suspect in this case. He was subsequently booked for murder and is being held on $4 million bail.
McDonald called the deaths a very tragic incident. Representatives for Reiner's family did not immediately respond to a request for comment. It wasn't immediately clear if Nick Reiner had an attorney who could speak on his behalf. The AP Sagar Magani reports President Trump responded to Reiner's death.
It was a shocking statement, even by the president's standards. Reiner was an outspoken liberal activist whom the president says essentially was killed due to Trump derangement syndrome, blaming the famed director's opposition to him and his policies for causing anger in others. The social media post was in stark contrast to one from Barack Obama, who wrote he and the former first lady are heartbroken by the death of Reiner, whom Obama says deeply believed in the goodness of people. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Near Boston, a man has been found guilty of murdering his wife, who has never been found, after she disappeared nearly 3 years ago. Brian Walsh was convicted of first-degree murder after pleading guilty last month to lesser charges of misleading police and illegally disposing of her body. The two Iowa National Guard members killed in a weekend attack that the military blamed on the Islamic State group in Syria have been identified. Governor Kim Reynolds ordered all flags in Iowa to fly at half-staff in their honor. The trial has started in Wisconsin for a judge accused of helping an immigrant evade federal authorities. This is AP News. Consumers are coping with higher prices.
One contributing factor is the Trump administration's unusually high import taxes. Jackie Castro has a method she uses when holiday shopping. The Nashville resident says she's willing to spend more on one meaningful gift.
Like usually when my friends or family want something, it's from like a necklace or like these branded shoes.
Tariffs have hit some items more than others, including toys and electronics, most of which are imported from China. Still, the worst-case impact on consumer prices that many economists predicted from these tariff policies has not yet materialized. Bennett Roach, a resident of Nashville, advises others to track how much they spend, especially when there's a long list of family and friends you're shopping for.
You know, everybody gets a little slice of the pie, but the pie, you know, is getting smaller and smaller.
I'm Marcela Sanchez.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.